Right now, we're continuing our series of congressional candidate forums. We just heard from both of the candidates in Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. Now we head north for a look at the state's 8th Congressional District. The seat is currently held by Republican Congressman Reed Ribble, who was elected to the position in 2010. He'll be joining us tomorrow at 4. Right now, we'll hear from his opponent, Ron Gritt. He's a professor at Marion University, where he teaches physics and organic chemistry. He's the Democratic candidate in the race for the 8th Congressional District in Wisconsin. He joins us now by phone. Ron, thanks for joining the show.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
So why are you running for Congress?
Well, I guess the main reason anybody runs is to give people a choice, especially if they think the present person that holds the office is not doing things in the best interest of the people of the 8th District. So that's why I'm running, just to give people a choice, let them know what I stand for, try to educate them on what Mr. Ribble stands for, and then they can choose.
Now, before we get into some of the issues you're running on, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how your experience might prepare you for a job in Congress?
Well, I've never held an office. I am on the Chilton City Council. I'm a college graduate, and I have a master's degree, and I'm very interested in politics, and I pay attention.
All right. Well, getting to the issues now, jobs and the economy, whatever race we're talking about, that tends to be a pretty big issue. So let's dig into that. First of all, what role do you think Congress can play in spurring job creation in Wisconsin and elsewhere?
I think Congress can play a big role in jobs. I have a jobs plan that consists of two prongs. Part of my job plan is to lower the student loan rate to the bank discount rate, which is less than 1%, and also allow those that already have student loans to refinance at less than 1%. I would put billions of dollars back in the economy and create jobs. And the second prong is to rebuild our roads. I believe one of our highways are considered unsafe. Over 10% of the bridges are considered dangerous. And if we had an Eisenhower-type surge to fix those problems, that would put maybe millions of people to work.
And then apart from student loans and infrastructure, anything else you can see helping get a gradual but not as fast as people want to see economic recovery rolling?
Well, I think one thing that's happening right now, the price of gas going down, I think that's going to lead to people having more disposable income and buying things and putting more people to work. Right offhand, I can't think of anything else right now.
Now, whatever issue we're talking about, economy and beyond, it's been hard for Congress to pass anything largely because of partisan gridlock. Americans aren't feeling a lot of love, a lot of confidence for Congress. What do you think you could do to help bring together both parties and get some stuff done?
Well, I think we could compromise. One place we can compromise is the 10-10 minimum wage. I'm for the 10-10 minimum wage. I think it's a good thing. I think it would be a job creator, and it would lower the cost of welfare. But, one compromise that's been suggested is to phase it in over a longer period of time, maybe not within 1 year or 2 years, but maybe over 4 years.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the budget. You mentioned infrastructure spending, but some people are worried about our annual deficit. It's gone down lately, but the national debt is increasing still. What would you want to do to bring the national debt down?
Well, the only way to bring the debt down is either spend less or raise more money, and a good economy will raise more money. People will automatically pay more taxes if they're spending more money. Going back to my jobs plan, that would get the federal deficit down and the national debt down, and not doing stupid things like buying weapon systems that the generals haven't asked for, or just doing things that aren't necessary, and we can save money that way. But Some of the things that our Republican friends have suggested, like cutting Social Security, and I just don't think are good ideas.
Do you see a need for any kind of tax increases?
No, I'm right offhand, I don't, except for gasoline. I know it's not popular to propose any gas tax, but or any tax, but I think the highways should support themselves, and right now they're not. They're not collecting enough gasoline tax to maintain the highways we have. So, you know, other than taking that out of the general fund, taxing people in different ways, where's that money going to come from? So I would be in favor of raising the gas tax a few pennies and to rebuild our highways. So I know it's not popular, but the truth is you get less for less. You don't charge enough tax, the roads are going to fall apart like they are right now.
There have been some calls to lower the corporate tax rate here in the United States. Would you support that?
If the shortfall is going to fall on the middle class to pay more taxes, I wouldn't. But I believe it's 25% of the corporations don't pay any tax at all. I mean, profitable corporations don't pay tax because of loopholes. Maybe we could start by just eliminating all those loopholes and making sure profitable companies pay taxes on their profits.
Now, you mentioned being concerned for about some Republican proposals on Social Security. When it comes to Social Security, people have had questions about its long-term sustainability. Do you think there are any changes that need to be made to keep it healthy into the future?
From what I understand, I believe it's supposed to be solvent until at least 2031. And right now, people pay Social Security tax on up to $117,000. I would be in favor, if Social Security runs into problems, is just raising the amount that's taxable. You know, if a person that's making $35,000 a year can pay Social Security tax on every penny he or she makes, why can't a person that's making $250,000 or $500,000 do the same?
Turning to health care, the Affordable Care Act has been one of the more controversial laws in recent years, I think it's fair to say. Are you happy with the Affordable Care Act so far as it's been implemented?
Well, the last thing you said is it's been implemented. I'm not so happy about what happened with the website, but the concept of having everybody insured, I think, is good. I hear a lot of people saying it's cost jobs and it's cost Wisconsin millions of dollars, and that is simply not true. The smaller hospitals, like the one we have in my hometown, are actually getting more money because more people are insured. And I just think everybody having insurance is a good thing. And I think it's, 14 million people right now have insurance because of the Affordable Care Act.
Are there any changes or revisions you'd like to see in the law moving forward?
Well, I'm not an expert on that, but I certainly would be willing to look at them. I think the silliest thing is for the Republicans to say we have to repeal it and then replace it, because you know, they had years and years and years to come up with something. As a matter of fact, the Affordable Care Act came out of a Republican think tank. But the problem with it is that it was proposed by President Obama, and they don't want to let him have any success. So, it's a Republican plan, and they don't like it because it's Obamacare.
Before we get into other particular issues, you mentioned differences with the incumbent, Reid Ribble. What are some of the main contrasts you see between you and him as candidates?
Well, Social Security, he voted to cut it twice. I wouldn't cut Social Security. As a matter of fact, I advocate making it stronger. A lot of people say it was never intended as a retirement program, but I plan to use it as part of mine. If Social Security went away, I would have to change my plans completely. Also on women's issues, Mr. Ribble would not vote to renew the Violence Against Women Act. I can't understand why anybody wouldn't knee-jerk just vote for that, or the Paycheck Fairness Act, which allows people, women, to get paid the same when they do the same work as a man. Why would Mr. Ribble not vote for that? I just don't understand it.
We're talking right now with Democrat Ron Grit. He's facing off against incumbent Congressman Reid Ribble in next week's election for the state's 8th congressional district seat. Right now, we're hosting a candidate forum with Democrat Ron Grit. He is running against Republican Reid Ribble in the race for Wisconsin's 8th congressional district seat. Congressman Ribble will be joining us for a candidate forum tomorrow. If you've got a question for Ron Grit or want to hear his thoughts on a particular issue, call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email talk@WPR.org. Ron Grit, a big issue in the last term of Congress that didn't really get resolved is immigration reform and border security. What would you like to see happen in that realm?
Well, I like most progressive, I'm in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. I hear a lot of people say we have to put more boots on the ground at the border. Well, I think it was on 60 Minutes, they said there's some places where there are 14 Border Patrol agents per mile, and the average is out at 7. I don't know how many more people we can put on the border.
And as far as a path to citizenship, what kind of things might you like to see?
Well, I think people that have been here a long time and have been good citizens should have a path to citizenship. The Dream Act, I think, is just a very fair thing to do. If you come here as a young child and you've gone to school here and you've lived here, and I think you should have a easy path to citizenship.
Let's move to foreign policy now. One of the biggest foreign policy challenges currently for the United States is the group ISIS operating in Iraq and Syria. Airstrikes going on right now. The next Congress will probably face some decisions about what to pay for, what to support. What would you like to see when it comes to American policy against the Islamic State?
Well, first, I'd like to see our European partners help out. There's no reason we should go in there alone. They're just as threatened by terrorism as we are, and right now they seem a little timid about helping out. I would insist that they help out. I would also only back groups that we can be pretty sure aren't going to fold as soon as we leave. For instance, the Kurds have been fighting one heck of a battle with being outgunned, but they're fighting, and I think we should back them. But if we feel as soon as we leave a group is just going to fold and like the Iraqis did and give up their weapons, I don't see us there and spending our treasure and our lives.
We're using airstrikes now. Would you support, if it became necessary, U.S. ground troops?
I would have to hear from military experts, not politicians, that it's absolutely necessary. I will listen to reason, but right now I think the airstrikes are having some success.
We'll go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. We have Chris on the line in West Bend. Chris, hi.
Hi there. You mentioned that you had no understanding why the candidate you were running against would vote for the bills such as the Fair Pay Act or the other bill that you mentioned. You had no idea why the opponent would vote for something like that. And I'd like to have some confidence in the fact that you'd at least be able to relate and find some compromising points or valid points to their opinion as well and try to then stand for passage of the bill that would actually affect us here, you know, in Wisconsin.
Chris, thanks for the call. So with the Fair Pay Act and Violence Against Women Act, you were critical of Congressman Ribble for voting against those. But can you see his point in voting against them, I guess she's saying?
No, I can't. One way he could make an effort to make me understand is to actually debate, but he has refused to debate. That would be one way for me to find out how he feels. He doesn't have face-to-face town halls, so you can't ask him a question face-to-face. He doesn't show up at county fairs and parades and so on, so you can't talk to him there. So, you know, I would like to understand how, you know, why he votes the way he does, but it's almost impossible to talk with him.
Chris, thanks for that call. We've got an email from Fletcher who writes, what is Mr. Grit's position when it comes to gun control?
Well, I suppose most people think because I'm a Democrat, I'm for gun control, and I am for keeping the guns out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them, like the criminally insane and people that have restraining orders against them. But I do have an A rating with the NRA, so I guess I agree with the NRA. Is we got to keep the guns away from people that shouldn't have them in the first place.
Well, one big issue in the news lately is the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. A few cases coming over here to the United States as well. We've heard a lot from various members of the House and Senate on what they'd like to see done, their thoughts on what's happened so far. What are your thoughts on the American response to Ebola?
Well, I think there's a lot of hysteria. I think some good things are happening where we check to see where people have been before they're allowed to come into the country. But the amount of money that we're spending and the hysteria that's been whipped up by the news, I think, is way out of proportion. Thousands and thousands of people die each year from the flu. You know, maybe we should spend a lot of that money on making sure people don't get the flu, as opposed to going off on one person coming here and dying. I think it's out of proportion.
Now, we've had a Democrat in the White House for 6 years, two more to go, at least for the Obama administration. As a Democrat, are there places where you wish the Obama administration had acted differently on an issue?
Well, there's one that comes to mind right away, and that's I think that more of the people on Wall Street should have been prosecuted and gone to jail for messing up people's retirements. But it just seemed like they were very shy about going after, real rich crooks. So that's one place where I disagreed with President Obama.
On a related issue, are there things you'd like to see, even if it doesn't involve going back and prosecuting people? Are there things you'd like to see when it comes to banking or financial reform?
Yeah, I think they should separate the banks from the Wall Street type business. If you're in the business to lend money, it should be a fairly safe business. So I think there should be more control. And there was the Dodd-Frank bill, but that's kind of withering away, and things are more laissez-faire now. And I think we're headed for another financial breakdown.
A couple other issues of relevance in this year's election. We've, in Wisconsin, been on again, off again when it comes to voter ID. Would you like to see maybe Congress step in and try to set a national standard, a new national standard on elections?
I just think that's another place where we've whipped up hysteria that is unjustified. There are millions and millions of people voted in Wisconsin in the last election, and they had virtually no fraud. If we instituted voter ID the way the governor of Wisconsin wanted to do it, it would have cost the state $5 million to supply IDs. And the original act was written by a Republican think tank with the express purpose of suppressing the vote, and then it's introduced by legislators in the state, and they say it's not about that at all. It's about making sure that everybody's vote counts. Well, there'll be tens of thousands of people that probably won't vote if they have to have a photo ID, and they'll be mostly old people or minorities that live in the inner city that don't drive cars, and of course that's who the Republicans don't want to vote.
Let's get back to our callers now. We've got Mark on the line in Richland Center. Mark, hi.
Hey, the candidate just mentioned that Obama didn't do much about prosecuting Wall Street criminals. But what about the idea that Dennis Kucinich introduced that would just simply take the power to create money away from banks? The QE stuff just gave money to banks, but banks haven't been lending. So to put money into the economy, why not just take the power to create money that the federal government has and spend it directly into existence, as Kucinich said should be the case in H.R. 2990. Either that or the state of Wisconsin ought to at least have a state bank of Wisconsin that could do basically the same thing for the state. What does the candidate think about monetary reform?
Well, your second point, I do think we should have a state bank. The first part with Dennis Kucinich, I'm not familiar with that, and I've learned a long time ago, don't take a stand on something you don't understand until you go through the work of finding out about it. So I can't really talk intelligently about Kucinich's bill.
Ron Gritt, which are our few moments that are left now, do you want to leave us with a final message for the voters in your district?
I guess one point that I have that I wanted to get across is that Mr. Ribble was rated at 3% with the Alliance for Retired Americans. 3% of the time he votes to support senior citizens. 97% of the time he manages to vote against them. And I'm sure I could turn that around. I just think I'd do a better job for the middle class, for senior citizens, for students. And I'm hoping that those people will vote for me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And it was a good time.
That's Ron Gritt. He's the Democratic candidate in the race for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District seat. His opponent is Republican Congressman Reed Ribble. He's going to join us for a forum tomorrow. If you'd like more information about that interview or any of the candidate forums we've done so far on Central Time and the Joy Cardine Show, head on over to wisconsinvote.org. A lot of other great, useful information about elections there as well.